We're back and we're so excited to talk about how to fight fair. We want you to be able to solve your relationships. And we're just giving you a few tools in your toolbox. You might not need it now, but let me tell you something. We've been married 20 years.
Yes.
But we want the effective tools to be able to build our marriage and let God have the glory. One thing about anger, you've got to understand that anger is a gift. Every emotion that God has given the human heart has a redemptive or an unredemptive potential.
Yes.
Anger is no exception. God gives permission for us to be angry. He does not give us permission to harm with our anger. The Bible says, be angry, but sin not.
Yes.
Let not the sun go down on your wrath. And I tell you, sometimes when you get angry, it starts your wheels turning and it opens the door for change.
Yes. One of the things about, when we talk about really resolving conflict, some things are not going to be resolved in 24 hours. Some things are not going to be resolved in 1 week. If you're really in it to win it, in a relationship, some things take time. We call that process. And so when it talks about God's gift of anger, the being permission, having permission, who wants to be in a relationship where you have to walk on pins and needles? You're afraid to say anything.
Right.
You don't want to say, you're afraid to say the wrong things. Well, that does not give that person freedom to be who they are. And so this commandment is a commandment. Don't let it happen. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, on your wrath.
You know, and that's something, because see, if you let the sun go down on your wrath, what happens is you allow the enemy to put roots down in your heart. Roots of bitterness, roots of resentfulness, roots of unforgiveness. And, you know, it's better to go ahead and talk about that situation instead of brewing over it.
Yes.
Instead of letting the enemy come in, because the enemy knows if you continue to brew over a particular subject that you disagree with your husband, it can put roots down in that heart and make you resentful. That's why it's important that, you know, you deal with it. You know, or before you go to bed, say you're sorry.
Yeah.
Or say, you know what, baby, I'm tired right now, but I love you.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because there's some things that can help us understand how to detect if it's not a good time to deal with certain things. Especially when you're tired. Certain situations lend themselves to getting angry. When you're tired, you get angry. Mm-hmm. Also, when our emotions have been trivialized. This is very important, because sometimes a person says, I'm upset, and then the other person says, no, you're not really upset. So we end up trivializing that person's feelings, which then sometimes can make a person get even more angry.
When our expectations have been blocked. You know, sometimes we have unrealistic expectations. You know, you got into a marriage and you thought that man was going to do one thing, but you know, now you're disappointed because he's doing something else. And,
right.
And that can make you angry. That can make you disappointed. But you've got to deal with it. You got to face it, confront it, and then deal with it. But deal with it the way that God will get the glory in your marriage, not the enemy coming in and tearing you guys apart.
Right. Also, when our opinions are given little weight, I've learned, and this is a skill. So we're not saying this is going to happen overnight, but you are together for a reason. Husband and wife,
yes.
God put you together as a team. One can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. So why would God put you with someone whose opinions would not matter? And so when you don't allow that person's insight to be a part of the problem solving, then that can make a person angry. You know, we know with money, with finances, you know, making decisions, certain decisions should be made together. And we have had to learn this, and we're still growing. You know, when that a person's opinion about maybe a new shift in career, a change in career. How about in taking on more responsibilities in certain things? And you ask that person, that person gives you their opinion, and you go, oh, no, I don't really care about that.
Yes, you know, we're in a relationship to protect each other. God put us together. You know what? It's just like a two sides of a coin.
Yes.
You know, two different perspectives, and both of them could be right.
Right.
And so that's why you have that other person there to protect that vision, to protect what God has called you to do in this life as a family. You need that. So we have to honor and respect each other. We're excited about this. I hope you guys are learning how to fight fair out there.
Yes, more to come.